form because I see it doing, being done around me. In fact, I might even go in the other direction because, well, I think that it's genuine because the pressure in me to understand something means that I have to go beyond myself and go beyond the community around me in order to realize that something that I need to realize. And the first ground of that knowing comes between myself and my artwork. And as I was saying, anything else get between me and that, and that, that's not good. So yes, I was, but no, I follow my, I would say bliss, but I also follow my misery in having to be shaken from the nice little things that are all around me that other people seem to enjoy. But that doesn't bother me because my understanding of something, the need for that is far greater than any other conforming need there could possibly be for me to distort myself. In fact, that is increasingly what my materials, my techniques, my way of working, my way of allowing an openness so that this can flow into my system, my body, and if it can go beyond me and help others, then I would say, absolutely, I have not lived my life in vain.
That's right. I mean, and you couldn't have done works about environment within and without being aware of the social context around you. So it seems like over the years you have achieved some semblance of balance between refusing to be drawn any particular direction because of a movement or popularity to focus on your unique goal and yet still be able to be aware of the social context and comment on it.
The hair standing up in my head, and I say, yes, yes, I do. I follow what is truth for me and my inside self, and that's part of what environments within and without address itself to. And I've seen philosophers address that element, like Charles Taylor, our Canadian philosopher, long after I had the quest to develop that within myself. I have one regret. The community that I lived in at that time, the women sought me to speak to them about my work, and I was so shy, I could not do it. Even though I could go and perform amidst my artwork and on the local television programs, my shyness kept me away from a small group of women, and for that I have had regrets.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
Isaac, what can you tell us about this? Again, this is very much a socio-political type of exhibition.
I'm talking about human beings' power and culture and how it's delegated and what would seem to be some of the consequences of that. Okay, so it is an installation. It had three large paintings. Now, in this, I realized that, okay, I'd done environments, and that was fully participant-centered with people walking right amidst these humanoid box puppets. In this one, I have stills on the walls. They're just three large paintings. One was the prisoner's story. These were meant to be nailed with rough nails to the wall of the gallery, and I did have part of that installation shown in Montreal, believe it or not, at the peace conference. And so the intention of this whole way, art form that I used, was again to personalize. Like generally when we see flat things against the wall, except we generally don't see them nailed, we see them in frames. Well, I had a war on frames ever since the 70s. So it means that it's open to the environment. It's the space that we walk in. Each painting had a text. The Powers text had the literal story written to a social psychologist, and that would have been Zimbardo, Philip Zimbardo. So we have the posting by the prisoner story, by Choice, Say, See, Hear, Do Nothing, the heads in boxes. I have the posting of the Stanford University experiment. This is the medium of the...
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's nonprofit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen, and then get riding.
Buy, sell, and trade new and used vinyl records at the Main Street Record Fair. With thousands of vinyl records for sale, you can discover gems and stock up on cheap classics. Join us Saturday, November 9th and Sunday, November 10th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. for vinyl spinning DJs, food truck goodness, prizes, discounts, and great deals on tons of vinyl records. For more information, visit vinylrecordfair.com.
Yes, oh baby. Yes, oh baby.
Yes, oh. You already bike, walk, and take transit to get around, but sometimes you just gotta drive. At Moto the Car Co-op, you save big with us covering gas, insurance, maintenance, and monthly parking. Mention this ad when signing up for Moto, and we'll give you $35 in free driving. For other perks and more information, visit moto.coop.
One way that old clunker is going to make you feel good again. Donate it to Bullying Canada. Check this out. Free towing or pickup of your old vehicle. A tax-deductible receipt. And a super easy process. Online at bullyingcanada.ca. Get rid of that old vehicle and feel good about supporting real solutions for change in your community. Donate your old or used vehicle to Bullying Canada today. Full details online at bullyingcanada.ca.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
And good evening. And welcome to another African Rhythms. I'm David Love Jones, and indeed we have an all-jazz edition of African Rhythms. We've always played some jazz over the 20 years of the show. Rarely do we do the all-jazz, but tonight we're really going to do it. And we're going to start with insightful comment from Wynton Marsalis and the great Duke Ellington. Stick around.
Moves it still. Duke Ellington invented grooves that still have not been dealt with. Duke Ellington possessed a great in-depth understanding of the blues, and he was able to use the blues idiom sound and deal with much more sophisticated material, but still maintain that American essence which is contained in the blues. Like, his music is so comprehensive that any mood you want, you can find it somewhere on an Ellington album, much like Picasso or Shakespeare or Beethoven. Very few artists like this are creative, because in addition to being great and innovative, you have to also be prolific, and you have to maintain a high level of profundity throughout the entirety of a very long career. As a composer, Duke Ellington's work extends well into the thousands. Whether it be extended works or 32-bar tunes, Ellington's genius has been performed by nearly every musician around the world.
Still in love with you. guess I'll never see the light. I'll get the blues about every night. Since I fell for you.
An incredible jazz, early R&B, if you will, standard, but what an incredible track. The original, as far as I know, of Since I Fell For You. But let's get into next a deeper early Louis Armstrong track, and that's a track called Black and Blue. And mind-blowing, really, you know, that in the late 20s that he could be talking about social issues and segregation and the like. But such was his fame and power and the respect that he garnered that we're very fortunate to have a figure like Louis Armstrong. Here he is on African Rhythms.
Favorites. She represents the highest level of nobility in music, the elegance that Billie Holiday sang with, and the refinement that she brought to her craft is something that all musicians, all artists can use and attempt to deal with. Billie Holiday is one of the few people capable to extend the rhythmic propositions found in Armstrong. And she did it with such verve that words really can't do justice to the majesty of this recording. the quintessential Billie Holiday.
Never had nothing, no one to care. That's why I seem to have more than my share. I've got a man crazy for me. He's funny that way. When I hurt his feelings once in a while, his only answer is one little smile. I've got that man crazy for me. He's funny that way. I can see no other way and no better plan. End it all and let him go to some better gal. But I'm only human, a coward at best. I'm more than certain he'd follow me west. I've got that man crazy for me. He's funny that way.
Incredible Billie Holiday from the early Columbia years, and what a phenomenal talent, and I think Wynton Marsalis certainly said it quite well there. I'm David Love Jones. Of course, you're listening to African Rhythms, and we're going for all jazz tonight, but let's go for something jazz vocal again, but slightly newer this time, Helen Merrill. This would be from the late 50s. And she's surrounded by Jim Hall, Thad Jones, and Ron Carter, but it's a chilling track called You're My Thrill.
No. nothing else could matter. Keeps mounting higher when I look at you. I can't sit still, 'cause you're my.
Went down to St. James Infirmary, and I saw my baby there, stretched out on a long white table, so cold, so sweet, so fair. Let her go, God bless her, wherever she may be. She can look this wide world over, she'll never find another sweet man like me. I want you to bury me in Edmund Clapp shoes, a box-back suit, and a Stetson hat. Put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain, so the boys will know I died standing pat. Yeah, she was mean and evil. It was more than I could bear. After all, she was really a good gal, and I'll see her again up there.
Wow, the incredible Hot Lips Page and 1947 version of St. James Infirmary. And thanks for calling in, Adam, a regular listener who says he's played that song and rems it from back in Toronto. So we'll try to fit in something for you tonight, Adam. But next, we're going to play a couple of solo piano. And I think we might mix in between that some Langston Hughes. But to start with... Thelonious Monk, what an incredible figure, the most poetic piano playing, and his early Blue Note and Riverside are known to have some of his finest material, no doubt. But the next track, this is something interesting. It's from his solo album on Riverside, Alone in San Francisco, and then we're going to fit in some Duke Ellington as well. So here it is, Thelonious Monk on African Rhythms, and one of his great tracks, Ruby, My Dear.
Bring me all of your dreams, you dreamers. Bring me all of your heart melodies, that I may wrap them in a blue cloud cloth away from the two rough fingers of the world. And that is what poetry may do. Wrap up your dreams, protect and preserve them, and hold them until maybe they come true. Columbus dreamed of finding a new world. He found it. Edison dreamed of light, more light, and he made light. All the progress that human beings have made on this old earth of ours grew out of dreams. That is why it is wise, I should think, to hold fast to dreams. For if dreams die, life is a broken-winged bird that cannot fly. Hold fast to dreams, for when dreams go, life is a barren field frozen with snow.
The incredible Duke Ellington. In a small group setting, we heard him near the beginning of the show doing the Mooch from the Cotton Club era, but wow, just to hear him in a small group setting that's a little bit later on, probably more like the 50s, but fantastic contrast. Duke Ellington, Thelonious Monk, in between the incredible Langston Hughes, the great poet, came along in the 20s, which is 27. He won his first literary prize, and what a figure. He traveled the world and just an incredible writer. Did spoken word for Smithsonian and later for Verve and worked with Charles Mingus. What a figure. Look into him further. Langston Hughes, a legendary figure in black history. Legendary figure on African rhythms, indeed. I'm David Love Jones. Of course, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio. We're up here on the second floor of the Student Union Building. And next, we've got Nat King Cole. Love to play some Nat King Cole Trio and get into some older jazz. And yeah, I wanted to tell you about this gig that I did in the summer. And it was community housing off Oppenheimer Park downtown, and all these beautiful multicolored houses. And I was out in the courtyard, and I was volunteering, DJing, all swing, all 20s, 30s jazz. It was amazing, and the pictures of it are all in black and white. Everybody was dressed in 20s outfits from 5 years old up to 80 years old. It was very community kind of event, but wow, the tracks I got to pick out, and some of the stuff tonight is inspired from one of the highlights of my summer. So here we go, Nat King Cole, his version of My Baby Just Cares For Me.
My baby don't care for shows. My baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for furs and laces. My baby don't care for high-toned places. My baby don't care for rings or other expensive things. She's sensible as can be. My baby don't care who knows it. My baby just cares for me. No Crosby fan. Dick Tracy is not her man. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for Mr. Tibbetts. She'd rather have me around to kibitz. Roy Rogers is not her style. And even Clark Gable's smile is something that she can see.
Oh, you lucky soul, and so.
I wonder what's wrong with baby. My baby just cares for me.
On high, sang a lullaby. You'd be all that I could desire. Under stars, chilled by the winter. Under an August moon, burning above. You'd be so nice. You'd be paradise to come home to. Come home to and love.
a very special live Ella Fitzgerald moment. Yeah, I enjoyed playing that one over the summer. But next, let's get into something from Brazil, because coming up in the early 60s, they really picked up on this jazz vibe. And Morelas da Copa, Copa 5, that is. What an amazing album here on African Rhythms. That was getting into the bop era for sure, the 60s. But let's go way, way back to New Orleans, to where it all began. And King Oliver, some of the greats were in this band. And Dippermouth Blues, phenomenal track, coming up next here on African Rhythms. Thank you. And that goes way back to the 20s. And of course, Louis Armstrong was in the band. So really, that's like a very significant track in the birth of jazz right there. Johnny Dodds was also in that band. But let's contrast that with other stuff that was going on in those earlier roots years. And of course, another important part of the jazz sound was the blues. So let's hear something a little earlier from John Lee Hooker for contrast.
Now, people, listen real good. A story I'm going to tell you about the great fire of Natchez, Mississippi. It happened in 1936. Walter Bond and his band was playing there that night when the fire broke out. Everybody broke to the door. What have happened now? A story I can't attempt to tell it all. This is a story that will go from the end, the time, and from on and on. Never be forgotten in the great disaster in Natchez, Mississippi. All you could hear, people moaning and screaming, crying, Lord have mercy. Wasn't that a mighty time, little town called Natchez, Mississippi, got destroyed. The whole dance hall was wiped away that night. People, a thousand of people was in there that night. Little town, Natchez, Mississippi. What made it so bad? Nobody got saved that night. Natchez, Mississippi. The great dance hall and the great band, the great people went down that night. That was a mighty time. Oh yeah. Nobody was saved that night. Oh, someone fishing in my pond. Tell all of my white pudgies and driving by my phone. Shake it up and go. Yeah, you gotta shake it up and go. Well, a nickel is a nickel, a dime is a dime, a house full of children and now one mile. You gotta just shake it up and go, baby. You gotta shake it up and go, baby. You gotta shake it up and go, baby. Sure, gotta shake it up and go. Do it and by hop, shake it up and go. Well, mama told papa, not a full lad. Get up, papa, unlock that door. You gotta shake it up and go. You gotta shake it up and go. Well, you high-powered women sure gotta shake it up and go. You gotta shake sometime. You gotta shake sometime. Oh, yeah. You gotta shake it right now, baby. And shake that thing. And shake that thing. Oh, yeah. Shake that thing. Well, you high five women, y'all gotta shake it up and go. And shake that thing, wow, yeah, shake that thing, I'm mean, shake right now, wow, shake it, and shake, oh yeah, shake, babe, shake that thing, shake that thing, shake that thing, wow.
Waiting, you'll see the love of a little Miss Brown to you.
And what an incredible track in the history of jazz music. Miss Brown to you, understated, early, incredible Columbia Records and Billie Holiday. So many great tracks in those early years that there's some fantastic things she did in the middle years on Decca, and then later on Verve, she made some fantastic remakes. But the early years is some of the greatest jazz music ever made. And it was wonderful playing that track for an audience, a dance audience, this summer. Billie Holiday, and before that, three from the incredible John Lee Hooker, Louise and Shake It Up and Go. And the track we started with is... I'm looking at the original album here. Fire at Natchez is the name of the opening track. A nice contrast with the jazz to hear some roots blues. But next, we're going to go back to Wynton Marsalis and his presentation of Count Basie here on African Rhythms. Coming up at the top of the hour is The Basement with Rhett. Of course, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. Tune in and podcast right there. And 604-822-CITR. That's my phone number. I'm David Love Jones.
We continue with a gentleman who led his own band on the road for 45 years. Coming from Kansas City, William Count Basie was one of the pillars of American big band jazz. Basie's first band was recorded in 1927, but included here are the great Jimmy Rushing on vocals, Lester Young on the tenor saxophone, Sweets Edison on the trumpet, and Freddie Green on the guitar. This is from the Essential Count Basie album, and the selection is entitled Oh Lady Be Good. Thank you. Count Basie Big Band.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair, sending the clown. Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps staring around, one who can't move. Where are the clowns? Sending the clowns. Just when I'd stop. Finally knowing the one I really wanted was yours. Making my entrance again with my usual flash. To remind my mind, no one is there. Don't you love far? My fault, I feel. I thought that you'd want what I want. Sorry, my dear. Where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Don't bother, they're
And that's Larez Alexandria, and a great version of Send in the Clouds. Always a favorite to play in my jazz sets, and definitely a track to be reckoned with. That's on a Jazzman 45 that came out, I guess, a few years ago. The actual track is probably from something like the 60s, although I don't have all the information in front of me. And then, of course, before that, Lady Be Good, Count Basie. But let's go into next something new from the last couple months. And that's a phenomenal album from a new jazz talent on Blue Note called Gregory Porter. And this is the title track from his album, Liquid Love. I'm David Love Jones. You're listening to African Rhythms.
Unreroute the rivers, let the damned water beat. There's some people down the way that's thirsty, so let the liquid spirit free. The people are thirsty,
cause of man's unnatural hand. Watch what happens when the people catch wind, when the water hits the banks of that hard, dry land. Clap your hands now. Go ahead and clap your hands now. Clap your hands now. Go ahead and clap your hands now. Mm-hmm. Get ready for the wave. It might strike like a final flood. The people haven't drank in so long. The water won't even make mud. After it comes, it might come with a steady flow. Grab the roots of the tree down by the river. Dip your cup when your spirit's low. Clap your hands now. Go ahead and clap your hands now. Clap your hands now. Clap your hands now. Dip down and take a drink and fill your water tank. Dip down and take a drink and fill your water tank. The rivers, let the damned water beat. There's some people down the way that's thirsty. Let the liquid spirit free. The folk are thirsty because of man's unnatural hand. Watch what happens when the people catch wind of the water hidden banks of hard, dry land. Clap your hands now. Clap your hands now. Go ahead and clap your hands now. Clap your hands now. Dip down and take a drink and fill your water tank. Dip down, take a drink and fill your water tank. Liquid spirit. Liquid spirit. Liquid spirit. Liquid spirit.
And it seems fitting that we should go out with a new track that was Liquid Spirit, Gregory Porter. And it seems fitting that we should go out with one of the great Canadian artists of all time, Oscar Peterson. And what a contribution to the jazz fields. And this is his version of Sunny from Emotions and Emotions, an MPS record he did from the 70s. I'm David Love Jones. That was the All Jazz Edition. I dug deep into the past, tried to bring it a little bit up to modern day. Hope you enjoyed the show. Thanks to Adam for calling in. We got your request in, the Count Basie in the end. So until next time, peace and love. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio, right here in Vancouver. And we will have time for a touch of Langston Hughes to end the All Jazz Show. The 22nd of November, Mike Ingram, co-host of the show back in the 90s, will be phoning in from the New York area for the 20th anniversary show. So tune in to that one, third Friday of November.